Tonight, we're going to be learning this week's Parsha, and this week's Parsha has so many important nekudos. It has so many important points, but there's one point that I wanted to stress because there are those that argue the most important ingredient in service of God and in all of life is in this week's Parsha. The most important ingredient for all of life is found in this week's Parsha. And what is it? We know that in this week's Parsha is the Tochacha. It's the second version. It's the admonishment 2.0, the litany of curses that will befall the Jewish people if, God forbid, we turn away from Hashem and Hashem will thereby turn away from us. So in this week's Parsha, in the Tochacha, they're really horrifying, horrifying things written. And we know that the first version of the Tochacha was in Bechukosai. It was much shorter. The Tochacha in Bechukosai had 49 curses. The Tochacha in Parshas Kisavu has 98 curses. 98 curses. The Ramban and other Rishonim say, what's the difference between the two Tochachas, between these two listing of curses, of punishments that will, God forbid, before the Jewish people? So the Ramban and others explained that in Parshas Bechukosai, the Tochacha was listing the curses that happened at the time of the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash and the subsequent exile, the subsequent Galus, whereas the Tochacha in this week's Parsha in Kisavo, which is at the towards the end of Devarim, and we know that there are many who say that each book of the Chumash corresponds to a different millennium. So, Devarim is the end of history, and the end of Devarim comes towards the very close of history before Mashiach comes, before New Age is ushered in, the Imos HaMashiach. And it's in Kisavo that we talk of the curses, the punishments that befall the Jewish people at the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash and in this long Galus. And that's why the curses of Kisavo are double the curses of Bechukosai, because we know that the Galus of Bayesheni, the Galus that we're in now, Galus Edom, is much, much longer than the Galus of Galus Bavel and Galus Paras. So that's why in Kisavo we have really much, much worse things being listed, and that Moshe Rabbeinu says is going to befall the Jewish people. But smack in the midst of this listing of terrifying, terrifying events, that when you read it, we know that the custom is that it's read very quickly, it's read very slowly, because it's almost as if we don't want to hear it. We don't even want to hear this. We don't want to give it expression. Whereas we say, Neshalma Farim Sfasenu, that normally when we don't have karbanos, so when we read about the karbanos, that's as if we're bringing the karbanos. Like by reading about the Tochacha, there's a fear almost like we're going to give expression to the Tochacha, like we're almost inviting the Tochacha. And that's something that, God forbid, we don't want to do. And that's why the custom developed. You read it quickly and you read it very, very low, in an undertone. But smack in the middle of the Tochacha, this week's Parsha, Perek Chavches, Pasuk Mem Zayin, is the key to really not only service of Hashem, but it's the key to all of life. And what is it? It's Pasuk Mem Zayin when we say, why is this going to happen? Tachas asher lo avadta es Hashem Elokecha b'simcha u'betuv levav mirov kol. Because you did not serve Hashem your God b'simcha, with joy, with a sense of fulfillment, of a tov levav, with a good heart, mirov kol, from everything that you have. And therefore, this is what's going to, one of the major, major things that are going to bring the Tochacha, is a lack of simcha in service of God. And that's really quite a difficult thing. What do you mean? Because we didn't have simcha and avodas Hashem to that degree, such bad things are going to happen. So we really have to understand that simcha in avodas Hashem is not just a nice thing, but simcha in avodas Hashem is what makes avodas Hashem into something really, really meaningful. We know that the Sfas Emes, in a famous letter that he wrote his brother, the Sfas Emes was the Ger Rebbe, the second Ger Rebbe. He became Rebbe after his grandfather, the Chedushe Arim, passed away. The Sfas Emes' father died when the Sfasemet, when he was a young man, and the Sfasemes and his siblings became orphans. And the Sfasemes, the older, he became like, when he became the Rebbe, he took care of his family, and he wrote one of his brothers, a letter to be mechazik him in the service of Hashem. And he told him that you have to understand, when we talk about simcha, joy in service of God, it's not like it's a nice thing. You need it. You absolutely must have simcha, joy in service of God, because if there's no joy in service of God, you know what's going to happen? You're going to stop serving God. It might happen after a year. It might happen after 5 years. It might happen after 50 years. It might happen a generation later. But the idea is that for Avodas Hashem, the service of God, to stay with us, it is something that has to have joy associated with it. It has to be something that's joyful. But you know what's interesting is, the Hasidim, they take it to the next level. You know, someone once asked one of the great Rebbes, the Lev Simcha of Ger, a direct descendant of the Sfas Emes, he said, I don't understand. In the Torah itself, it talks about Simcha, it talks about joy in the service of God. We say in Tilim, Ivdu Es Hashem B'Simcha, serve Hashem with joy. What's the big deal? What did Hasidus do? What did the Baal Shem Tov do that he innovated, he brought in Simcha to service of God? What's the big deal? The Torah says service of God. So why are Hasidim associated with service of God? So the Lev Simcha said, Yesod Gadol in all of Hasidus. The Lev Simcha said a very important insight to the whole Hasidic movement. And I think this is something that we really have to try to connect to. And that is, the Lev Simcha told him, no, you made a mistake. The Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, the Zechus Yigen Aleinu, the founder of the modern Hasidic movement, he didn't introduce the concept of joy and happiness and fulfillment and service of God. You're right. That's clearly in the Torah. Look in this week's parsha. But he said, you know what the Baal Shem Tov did? He said that you have to have simcha in all of life. What the Baal Shem Tov did, and this is something that their mefarshim that interpret the pasuk this way, that tachas shalavata seshem elokecha misimcha mituv levov meirov kol. Meirov kol means that it's meirov kol. It's the best of anything. That simcha in life is an absolute necessity. Because what the Baal Shem Tov taught us is that when a person is caught in depressive sadness, and again, we're not talking about chemical depression, which is an illness that a person needs to go to a doctor and needs medicine. When you talk about depressive sadness, when you talk about a person who's stuck in atzvos, the Baal Shem Tov says that is just a debilitating emotion that has no constructive element in it at all. Yes, a person is commanded to cry when you lose a relative. We're commanded to cry on Tisha B'Av, but never in a sense of atzvos, never with a depressive sadness. As we've quoted many times before, the Chazon Ish wrote in a letter, the great Rabbi Avraham Yeshayahu Karelitz, the Chazon Ish Zatzal, wrote in a letter that Lemi Shemakir Or HaEmes, the one who recognizes the light of truth, Ein Etzev Ba'olam, there is no depressive sadness in the world. And what we have to recognize is the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh says, and the students of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh says, that simcha is something that we have to work on. That the Baal Shem Tov and his students waged war against depressive sadness. They said, we have to banish it. Daiga, worrying that leads to a sadness and leads to a depression. And again, we're not talking chemical. Please understand, we're not talking about that. That is something that we must wage war against. Simcha is something that you have to fight for. It's something that is a part of our service of God. In that sense, it's service of God that we have to put a great effort. Just like if a person wants to learn Gemara, you have to put great effort to be able to learn Gemara. You want to be able to daven with passion, you have to put great passion, you have to put great effort. A person who really wants to be a Baal Chesed, you want to work on yourself and learn how to give to others in a real way. So that takes tremendous amount of work. So too, it takes tremendous amount of work to be Spesimcha. It takes tremendous amount of work to be to be joyous at all times. But when we talk about being joyous in service of God, we have to know that this is something that when does it become such a challenge? it becomes such a challenge because life is hard. And especially when, you know, we're learning here through Zoom and, you know, we're approaching the Yom Noraim and, you know, questions of seats and social distancing and outdoor minyanim and tents and, you know, it can bring a person to a certain sadness. Walking home from Shul de Shabbos with someone from the Hashkama minyan, he said to me, he said, Rebbe, he said, you know, Yom Noraim will be Yom Noraim. But he said, what are we going to do for Simchas Torah? And he said, what are we going to do for Simchas Torah? And the person just looked so crestfallen and goes, are we not going to have Simchas Torah? Are we not going to sing? Are we not going to dance? He says, my kids, we're not going to have Simchas Torah for the kids. Could we at least do it outside? Something, something. And we're in a tekufa. We're in a very strange time in history when we have to really dig deep to find Simcha. And that's why this is what I wanted to talk about tonight. I wanted to talk about the importance of Simcha. And one of the great tzaddikim, one of the great Hasidic Rebbes, Rabbi Yisrael of Rizhin, the Heiliger Rizhiner, so he says that really the secret of Simcha is in a famous pasuk that the Rama quotes in the beginning of Shulchan Aruch. We know in the beginning of Shulchan Aruch, the Rama writes, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid, a pasuk from Tehillim, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid, that Hashem is always in front of me, right? As if Hashem is always in front of me. The Rishner says, no. You know what the secret of the tzaddikim are? You know, how do you read it? Not just that Stam is like Hashem is in front of them at all time, but he says, look at what David HaMelech is saying in the pasuk. Shivisi, Shove means equal. Shivisi Hashem, the name of Hashem, of Yud-Heh and Vav-Heh, which is the name of Hashem's mercy, the name of Hashem's benevolence and love. Shivisi Hashem, Lenegdi, even when it is, when it's Lenegdi, when that name of Hashem is far away. And really what I'm experiencing is din. I'm experiencing judgment. I don't feel I'm experiencing the love and benevolence of Hashem. But you know what? Shivisi Hashem lenegdi samid. The way the tzaddikim, the Rishner says, is that feeling Hashem's love and feeling distance from Hashem, shove it, they're the same always. That a person recognizes that even when things feel great, oh, I feel Hashem's love for me. But when things aren't great, when you're dealing with suffering, when you're dealing with difficulties in life, the derech of tzaddikim, as the Mishnah in Brachos tells us, that we all can reach this level of chayiv adam levarach ala ra, kishem shemivarach ala tova. That a person is obligated to say a blessing over the bad, just as we say a blessing over the good. And even though we know there's the famous statement of Kol David Rachmano L'Tav Avid, the Gemara tells us that Rabbi Akiva learned from his Rabbi Nachum Ish Gamzu L'Tova, Kol David Rachmano L'Tav Avid, that everything Hashem does is for the good, right? Even though we know that that is one of the ways of serving Hashem. But we know that at the same time, there is something that is ra. The Mishnah in Brachos is telling us, that when we perceive things as bad, and it's bad to us, it's bitter, and it's hard, and we're in pain, and we're suffering because of it, there's a bracha to be said. And what is the purpose of that bracha? And there are stories of tzaddikim, the story of one of the great tzaddikim, that Nerachman al-Tzlan, I want to tell a story, because it's a story that's so beyond our comprehension. You'll hear it and you'll be like, that's crazy. If you want to know what the crazy story is, ask me privately. I'll tell you what the crazy story is about a tzaddik and how he lived that Mishnah, saying the bracha over Ra like you say it over Tova. But how do we come to even understand it conceptually, intellectually, before we bring it to our heart? What does that mean? And what it means is that point of emuna that we've spoken of, that when we talk about one of the shesh mitzvahs tamidis, one of the six constant mitzvahs, is knowing that Hashem exists and belief in Hashem and emuna b'Hashem. But it's also, Rav Noach Weinberg Zatzal, founding Rosh Yeshiva Veisha Torah, says it's not only to know that Hashem exists, but it's to know that Hashem also loves us. That's also part of faith in Hashem. And therefore, if a bracha is an experience, is an exercise of faith, so therefore, if we have to say a bracha over Ra, like we say a bracha over Tova, what is that? It's an exercise in recognizing that what? That I know Hashem loves me. And ultimately, whatever it is that's happening, I have to try and be mekabel it. I have to be mekabel it as the Ratzon Hashem, b'simcha. And that's why there's stories that really, and I don't like to say these stories, because these stories at least make me feel very small. And these are stories that we can't relate to, of spiritual giants under the most hellish conditions that were singing and dancing. I mean, whether in concentration camps, whether in Siberia, unbelievable stories, stories that are told in the time of the Spanish Inquisition, the Spanish expulsion, unbelievable stories of spiritual giants who were able to reach that. But for us, what we have to know is our work in Simcha is being mekabel what happens as coming from Hashem. And part of the work of Simcha is recognizing that Kol David Rachmana L'Tav Ovid, that even though I perceive it as Ra, even though I'm perceiving it as bad, I have to know that ultimately Hashem, if Hashem Yatzah Adavr, this comes from Hashem, and therefore I have to know that ultimately, it's all for the good. And this is really why this concept of Simcha is so vital and so central in our service of Hashem. And when we talk about Merov Kol, so it's quoted in the Sefer in the name of Rav Avram Slonim, one of the early Slonim Rebbe's, one of the predecessors of the Nesiva Shalom. Nesiva Shalom is the most famous of the Slonim Rebbe's. Rav Avram Slonim of Toras Avos. So he brings down the idea that Merov Kol means that Simcha is greater than any other midah in service of Hashem. That when we talk about, humility is very great, right? We know it's very important to be humble. And we know that a person, of course, is supposed to be very generous and very giving. And we know there's so many different midos that are so important, so many different character traits that are so important. But in Torah HaChasidus, there is nothing as important as Simcha. Nothing as important as Simcha. And that's why in the beginning of this week's Parsha, there's an unbelievable Rashi in a part of this week's Parsha that I often do talk about, Vidui Meiser, that we're not going to talk about tonight, the Meiser Confessional. So in the beginning of the Parsha, in Perek Chavav, Pasuk Yedalid, when a person has to come to the Beis HaMikdash twice in the 7-year Shemitah cycle, and you have to make this declaration, and during this declaration, this public Vidui Confessional, you have to say, Asisi Kechol Asher Tzivisani, I did, Hashem, everything as you commanded me. You look in Rashi. Rashi says an unbelievable comment. Asisi kechol asher tzivisani. I did like everything that you've commanded me. Rashi says samachti v'simachti bo. Samachti, that I was joyous and I brought joy to others. Isn't it fascinating that During this Meiser confessional, when we say the words Asisi Kachal Asher Tzivisani, Hashem, I did everything as you commanded me. You know what it means? That I was joyous, and I brought joy to others. Can you imagine? Can you imagine the unbelievable power of Simcha? And even furthermore, Rabbi Avigdor Miller Zatzal was a great, great tzaddik, a great Baal Musar, who passed away how many years ago? I don't remember how many years ago. I mean, he was modern, certainly into the 90s, maybe passed away 2000s. I don't remember when Rabbi Avigdor Miller passed away. So someone once said, he has some very powerful books. You can actually, they sell iPods loaded up with thousands of his lectures. Rabbi Avigdor Miller, someone once asked him, what should I work on? What should I do during Elul to bring me a good judgment in the Yom Naram? And Rabbi Avigdor Miller said, smile. He said, smile. That's what you should do. You should smile. And the person looked at him and said, what are you talking about? You're not a chassid. Like, maybe a chassid would tell me smile. You're not a chassid. Why should I smile? Why is this one of the greatest zechus that I can attach to during the Yom Naram? So Rabbi Avigdor Miller said, let me give you a mashal. He said, there's a big businessman who owns many stores. And every year, after he goes through his books, and he sits down with his financial advisors, and they go over all of his big department stores, they have to decide, what are they doing? What products are they adding? What products are they cutting? Who are they elevating to managerial position? Who are they firing? And they go through literally every store, every employee. And so they come to one employee, and the financial advisor says, listen, whatever you say about this employee, you must keep him. The owner says, why? What's so good about this guy? He says, do you ever walk into that store? He says, that guy always has the biggest smile on. People love to come to the store because of him. When he smiles with his big smile, he just makes people feel good. He might not sell a lot, but he brings people into the store. And he presents a good face to your store, to your brand. This is the type of guy he wants. I don't know if he sells a lot, but he is a good representative of what you want in your stores. And so Rabbi Avigdor Miller said, is there anything more than what that could be than to just smile and the Eibishter will see that you share simcha with others, that you bring joy to others, you bring a good mood to others. Like Gemara Ksuba says, that better to smile at another person than to give him nourishing food, because a smile can do more for a person than even nourishing food. We know during, unfortunately, this tkufa that we're living through, you know, when we were all quarantining at home for weeks on end, and still, you know, speaking to some of the older members of the community, one who's so concerned that even when people bring him food, he doesn't really go to the door, he keeps a distance. And he said, Rabbi, do you know how often I've thought of just coming to shul just because I want to see people's faces? I want to schmooze with people. I know we're not having kiddush after shul, but just to stand around and schmoozing with people. And I know everyone is socially distant, and I'm about to sign up to come to shul, but I just can't, Rabbi. I'm just too afraid. But he said he's chalishing just to get a smile from people, just to chop a schmooze. And that's what Rabbi Avigdor Miller is saying. Samachti asisi kechal asher tzivisani. I did everything, Hashem, that you commanded me. And why is that? Because samachti v'simachti bo. That I was joyous through your mitzvahs v'simachti bo. And through them I brought other people joy as well. And this is something that when we talk about a tochacha, when we talk about this litany of curses, right? And why do they happen? You know why Hashem turns away from us? Because we turn away from Hashem. And that, what some other mefarshim say, is the key to understanding our pasuk, Tachas Asher Lavatas Hashem Elokecha B'Simcha Mituv Levav Mirov Kol. You know what the tochacha? It doesn't really happen because you weren't happy. The tochacha happens. The curses happen because we turn away from Hashem. And if we turn away from Hashem, Hashem says, "Okay, you don't want to be with me. I won't be with you. I'll turn away from you." Right? What's known as Hester Panim, the concealment of the face. Right? But why is it that we give off that vibe to Hashem, that we don't want to be with Hashem? You know why? Because we're not besimcha. That's what the pasuk is telling us. That's, again, that's what Chazonish says. L'misha makir ar ha'emes ein etzav ba'olam. To someone who recognizes the light of truth, there is no depressive sadness in the world. Because if you recognize the light of truth, what is the light of truth about? So permit me for a minute to move out of Parshas HaShavua and into Tefillah, but we're not going to mention this we mentioned this in our Tefillah Shir of last week, just very briefly. L'David Hashem, Ori V'Yishi. L'David Hashem, the perek that we say during this time of year, perek Chav Zayin of Tehillim, that we spoke about last week. L'David Hashem, Ori, Hashem, you are my light. And you know what the Medrash says? Ori is a reference to? That's a reference to Rosh Hashanah. Because when judgment comes, when the Yom Naran come, you know what that causes us to do? It causes us to look at things clearly again. It causes us to try and gain clarity. And that's the whole purpose of the shofar, is to see things clearly, to wake us up from our slumber, from our stupor, from our fantasies, from the false images that we project. And so this is really what the Chazonish is saying. L'misha makir oro emes, to one who recognizes the light of truth, someone that can utilize, the way we're applying the Chazonish, if you can utilize this time of Elul and coming into the Yom Naran properly, ein etzev ba'olam, there's no depressive sadness. And this is, in fact, what the Yerushalmi tells us. The Yerushalmi tells us that when a person goes into judgment, normally they can't eat, they can't drink, they're so nervous. You know, they're a mess. Their clothes aren't proper because they're so nervous. They can't pay attention to anything else. And the Yerushalmi says, but the Jewish people, when we go into judgment, we have a yomtiv suda at the night. We have a yomtiv suda in the morning. We dress in our yomtiv best, in our best clothes, going to shul Rosh Hashanah. Why? Because we're confident that Hashem loves us, and we're confident the din that Hashem wants to give us. Again, l'mi shemakir or emes ein etzav ba'olam. And this is what it is, that if you have simcha in your life, you have simcha in your service of Hashem, that means that you're living with Hashem. That means Hashem is real to you. If, chas v'shalom, God forbid, a person can't find joy, and a person is tzibrachin, and we all have to work on this, this is an avoda. Please, we're not saying, you know, a happy-go-lucky person. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about simcha. We don't mean, you know, like Lahavdil Mad Magazine. What, me worry? Right? I don't have to worry, right? No, that's not what we're talking about. What we're talking about is someone that is deeply connected to real joy because she understands that Hashem's in control, and she knows, he knows that Hashem loves us, and we know that Kol Davar Rachmana, everything ultimately happens is for the best. And therefore, what is the greatest good that we can have? The greatest good that we can have is serving Hashem. The greatest good that we can have is serving Hashem. That's what it is. So therefore, when we talk about the Avoda of Elul, and we talk about the messages of a Parsha, and there's so much in the Parsha, and it's I didn't realize how late it is, but how do we come to Simcha is also alluded to in the beginning of the Parsha. The beginning of the Parsha, Refuah Kodem Lamaka, we find the general Klal, Chazal tell us that you'll find the healing before the illness. The illness is the Tochcha, not having Simcha, turning away from Hashem. Where is the Refuah? Where is the healing that Hashem gave us first? It's in the very first section in the Parsha. What's the first section of Parshas Kisavo? It's the Bikurim. It's the first fruits. It's about expressing gratitude to Hashem. Don't take it for granted. Don't take your sip of water for granted. Don't take the fact that the land is bringing forth fruits for granted. Don't take it for granted that you have a roof over your head, that you have food, that you have clothing to put on your bodies. Don't take it for granted that you can breathe without a machine right now. Chas v'shalom, al tiftach peh. Don't take anything for granted. And that is the how we can come to find real simcha. There's still a lot to say. I apologize. I realize it's a little bit late, and we'll end here. But what I wanted to ask you is please, 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 what I hope we can learn tonight is that the Baal Shem HaKadosh and his Talmidim, the greatest of the Rebbe's, Chusam Yagin Aleinu, their merits should be protection over us. That this is the clarion call of the modern Hasidic movement. And I think that's why there's what's called the Neo-Hasidic movement. Why is Hasidus becoming so powerful? Why is it speaking to people? Because we're living in an age when people just are gripped by unhappiness for a variety of reasons. Go read The Progress Paradox by Greg Easterbrook, the writer who asks, what progress paradox, why is it that by all measures that we have, standards of living are getting better, but the paradox is that people's unhappiness is growing also in leaps and bounds. So that's the progress paradox that we're stuck in, right? Things seem to be getting better physically, but yet we're becoming more and more unhappy because we're taking more for granted and we're forgetting where it's all from. We're forgetting the roots. We're forgetting our shorish. So my bracha to each and every one of us that we should pick up the mantle of the Baal Shem HaKadosh and his Talmidim and wage war against atzvos, wage war against the press of sadness, and fight for simcha. Fight, and it's a struggle. It's an avoda. It's a great challenge to find simcha in our life, but it's a constant refrain. I know Hashem yatzah davar. This comes from Hashem. This comes from Hashem. I know Hashem loves us, and you have to say it over and over, and you have to meditate on it, and you have to think about it, and you have to give thanks to Hashem for the blessings that we do have, and then be'ezras Hashem will be able to live a life free of kinah, free of jealousy, free of Ava, free of hate, sinna, free of hatred, free of all feelings of atzvus, of this depressive sadness that has no benefit, and daigus and worries that have no benefits, a ki huzeh. And then Be'ez Hashem, with Hashem's help, will truly be able to be mekayim the pasuk of ivdu es Hashem b'simcha, to be able to serve Hashem with joy, and to live our whole lives, that our whole lives can be a life of joy. Shkoyach everyone in Batzlacha Rabbah, which is a very, very holy endeavor. I wish you much, much success.